Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and you can tell by the music that today we're going to be reading March 15th out of the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation. Guys, thank y'all so much for joining me on this journey. I'm sitting here with my cup of coffee and my little heater running, so if it's chilly, if you can hear the little heater running, I'm sorry. It's a little chilly this morning. I'm in the Texas Panhandle. You know, we always get that spring fever in March, and boy, we like to run out there and plant our garden and start our flowers, and then it gets cold like today and yesterday. So you have to have a little bit of self-control here in the Texas Panhandle, because you never know what you're going to get. It has snowed in May before, so yes. So, self-control. Start those ceilings inside and then take them outside. So anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get into the Word of God. And may the Lord bless the reading of His Word today. And we're going to talk about the new tablets of stone. And this is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. It happened about 1405 or 1239 B.C. And so I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here, and then we're going to get on with the Word of God today. All right. So at that time, the Lord said to me, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones. Also make a wooden ark, a sacred chest to store them in. Come up to me on the mountain, and I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the ones you smashed. Then place the tablets in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood and cut two stone tablets like the first two. Then I went up to the mountain with the tablets in my hand. Once again, the Lord wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets and gave them to me. They were the same words the Lord had spoken to you from the heart of the fire on the day you were assembled at the foot of the mountain. Then I turned and came down the mountain and placed the tablets in the Ark of the Covenant, which I had made just as the Lord commanded me. And the tablets are still there in the ark. The people of Israel set out from the wells of the people of Jachin and traveled to Masmazarah, where Aaron died and was buried. His son, Eleazar, ministered as high priest in his place. Then they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from there to Jotbahatha, a land with many brooks and streams. At that time, the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Lord's Covenant and to stand before the Lord as His ministers and to pronounce blessings in His name. These are their duties to this day. That is why the Levites have no share of property or possession of land among the other Israelite tribes. The Lord Himself is their special possession, as the Lord your God told them. As for me, I stayed on the mountain in the Lord's presence for 40 days and nights, as I had done the first time. And once again, the Lord listened to my pleas and agreed not to destroy you. Excuse me. Then the Lord said to me, get up and resume the journey and lead the people to the land I swore to give to their ancestors, so they may take possession of it. A call to love and obedience. Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 through chapter 11, verses 7. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? He requires only that you fear the Lord your God and live in a way that pleases Him, and love Him and serve Him with all your heart and soul. And you must always obey the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belong to the Lord your God. Yet the Lord chose your ancestors as the object of His love, and He chose you, their descendants, above all other nations, and as is evident today. Therefore, change your hearts and stop being stubborn. For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. He ensures that orphans and widows receive justice. He shows love to the foreigners living among you and gives them food and clothing. So you too must show love to foreigners, for yourselves were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. You must fear the Lord your God and worship Him and cling to Him. Your oath must be in His name alone. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. When your ancestors went down into Egypt, there were only 70 of them. But now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. You must love the Lord your God and always obey his requirements, decrees, and regulations and commands. Keep in mind that I am not talking now to your children who have never experienced the discipline of the Lord your God or seen his greatness and his strong hand and powerful arm. They didn't see the miraculous signs and wonders he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his land. They didn't see what the Lord did to the armies of Egypt and to their horses and chariots, how he drowned them in the Red Sea as they were chasing you. He destroyed them, and they have not recovered to this very day. Your children didn't see how the Lord cared for you in the wilderness until you arrived here. They didn't see what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, a descendant of Reuben, when the earth opened its mouth in the Israelite camp and swallowed them, along with their households and tents and every living thing that belonged to them. But you have seen the Lord perform all these mighty deeds with your own eyes. The blessings of obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 through 32. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give you, to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt, from which you came, where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches with your foot, as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will soon take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain, a land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it with each season of the year. If you carefully obey the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and soul, then he will send the rains in their proper seasons, the early and late rain, so you can bring in your harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your livestock, and you yourselves will have all you want to eat. But be careful. Don't let your heart be deceived that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut up the sky and hold back the rain, and the ground will fail to produce its harvest. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord is giving you. So commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these words of mine. Tie them around your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. Be careful to obey all these commands I am giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him. Then the Lord will drive out all the nations ahead of you, though they are much greater and stronger than you, and you will take over their land. Wherever you set foot, that land will be yours. Your frontiers will stretch from the wilderness in the south to Lebanon in the north, and from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you, for the Lord your God will cause the people to fear and dread you, as he promised, wherever you go in the whole land. Look, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, but you will be cursed if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from him and worship gods you have not known before. When the Lord your God brings you into the land and helps you take the possession of it, you must pronounce the blessing at Mount Gerizim and the curse at Mount Ebal. These two mountains are west of the Jordan River in the land of the Canaanites who lived in the Jordan Valley near the town of Gilgal, not far from the Oaks of Moreh. For you are able to cross the Jordan River to take over the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you take that land and are living in it, you must be careful to obey all the decrees and regulations I am giving you today. The Lord's chosen place for worship, Deuteronomy 12, verses 1 through 32. These are the decrees and regulations you must be careful to obey when you live in the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. You must obey them as long as you live. When you drive out the nations that live there, you must destroy all the places where they worship their gods, high on the mountains, up on the hills, and under every tree, or under every green tree. Break down their altars and smash their sacred pillars. burn their Asherah poles, and cut down their carved idols, completely erase the names of their gods. Do not worship the Lord your God in the way these pagan people worship their gods. Rather, you must seek the Lord your God at the place of worship he himself will choose from among all the tribes, the place where his name will be honored. There you will bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your sacred offerings, your offerings to fulfill a vow, your voluntary offerings, and your offerings of the firstborn animals of your herds and flocks. There you and your families will feast in the presence of the Lord your God, and you will rejoice in all you have accomplished because the Lord your God has blessed you. Your pattern of worship will change. Today, all of you are doing as you please because you have not yet arrived at the place of rest. The land the Lord your God is giving you as your special possession. But you will soon cross the Jordan River and live in the land the Lord your God is giving you. When he gives you rest from all your enemies and you're living safely in the land, you must bring everything I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, your sacred offerings, and your offerings to fulfill a vow, to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. You must celebrate there in the presence of the Lord your God with your sons and daughters and all your servants, and remember to include the Levites who live in your towns, for they will receive no allotment of land among you. Be careful not to sacrifice your burnt offerings just anywhere you like. You may do so only at the place the Lord will choose within one of your tribal territories. There you must offer your burnt offerings and do everything I command you. But you may butcher your animals and eat their meat in any town whenever you want. You may freely eat the animals with which the Lord your God blesses you. All of you, whether ceremonially clean or unclean, may eat that meat, just as you now eat gazelle and deer. But you must not consume the blood. You must pour it out on the ground like water. But you may not eat your offerings in your hometown, neither the tithe of your grain and new wine and olive oil, nor the firstborn of your flocks and herds, nor any offering to fulfill a vow, nor your voluntary offerings, nor your sacred offerings. You must eat these in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose. Eat them there with your children, your servants, and the Levites who live in your towns, celebrating in the presence of the Lord your God in all you do. And be careful never to neglect the Levites as long as you live in your land. When the Lord your God expands your territory as he has promised, and you have the urge to eat meat, you may freely eat meat whenever you want. It might happen that the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored, is a long way from your home. If so, you may butcher any of the cattle, sheep, or goats the Lord has given you, and you may freely eat the meat in your hometown as I have commanded you. Anyone, whether ceremonially clean or unclean, may eat that meat, just as you do now with gazelle and deer. But never consume the blood, for the blood is the life, and you must not consume the life blood with the meat. Instead, pour out the blood on the ground like water. Do not consume the blood, so that all may go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what pleases the Lord. Take your sacred gifts and your offerings given to fulfill a vow to the place the Lord chooses. You must offer the meat and blood of your burnt offering on the altar of the Lord your God. The blood of your other sacrifices must be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, but you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all my commands so that all will go well with you and your children after you, because you will be doing what is good and pleasing to the Lord your God. When the Lord your God goes ahead of you and destroys the nations, and you drive them out and live in their land, do not fall into the trap of following their customs and worshiping their gods. Do not inquire about their gods, saying, "How do these nations worship their gods? I want to follow their example." You must not worship the Lord your God the way the other nations worship their gods, for they perform for their gods every detestable act that the Lord hates. They even burn their sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods. So be careful to obey all the commands I give you. You must not add anything to them or subtract anything from them. Folks, I hope you're enjoying this travel through the Bible chronologically. And later on today, we're going to do March 16th and March 17th. So for yesterday's reading, which we'll be reading today, I will be a warning against idolatry. And so we'll read that. And the ceremonially clean and unclean animals, we're going to learn about those. And what else? The giving of tithes, which is going to be very important. And release for debtors. So much is coming up in the Lord's Word today. And so I hope you guys will join me later on. But as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. I hope today you will be in the house of the Lord today. If you can, if you live in a place where you cannot be in the house of the Lord, I would like to invite you. You can go to Facebook and you can find, it's called New Hope Fellowship at River Road. That is the church that I attend here in Amarillo, Texas. My pastor is Dr. Randy Davis, who is wonderful. And he's actually taking us through a virtual tour of Israel. He's actually, he's been to Israel many times over the last 30 years. I can't even count how many times he's been there. And so that's what we're going through right now. And on Wednesdays, he's teaching out of the book of Revelation. You can find us on YouTube as well under New Hope Fellowship at River Road. And, of course, our website is newhopefellowshiprr.org. I hope you guys can join us today. If you cannot be in the house of the Lord where you live, I know there's a lot of people who listen who don't have churches, and I'm very thankful and blessed to have a pastor who teaches on end times, who teaches on the things that are happening right now, and prepare.